Welcome to today's Modern Campground News Brief for April 4th, 2024, sponsored by Campspot. Campspot is the industry's leading campground management and reservation software, serving more than 2,300 private parks across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about how Campspot can help your campground increase bookings and revenue at software.campspot.com. Flathead County Board to evaluate proposed RV park in Evergreen. In Evergreen, Montana, the Flathead County Board of Adjustment is poised to review a proposal for a new RV park. This ambitious project, spearheaded by East Park LLC, aims to transform a 29.32-acre tract of land, currently used for alfalfa and hay production, into a haven for RV enthusiasts. The proposed park plans to feature 226 RV spaces, emphasizing recreational amenities and a commitment to preserving natural beauty, with over 3 acres dedicated to open spaces, a freshwater pond, and wetlands. Notably, the park will cater to families with a special area designated for children's play, enhancing the outdoor experience for younger visitors. The development promises to blend seamlessly into the area's mix of residential and commercial uses, with utility services provided by the Evergreen Water and Sewer District. This initiative highlights Montana's allure as God's country, offering diverse outdoor experiences from hiking to camping, catering to adventurers and nature lovers alike. Healy Driscoll administration allocates $167,000 in grants for accessible outdoor recreation. In a noteworthy development that's lighting up the Massachusetts outdoors scene, the Healy Driscoll administration has made a substantial commitment to inclusivity and accessibility in outdoor recreation. With the allocation of $167,000 in grants, unveiled during Earth Month, this initiative is set to democratize access to the state's stunning natural resources, including rivers, trails, and parks. Targeted at supporting 21 diverse organizations and municipalities, these inclusive and accessible event grants are designed to break down barriers for low-income individuals, communities of color, and people with disabilities, ensuring everyone can enjoy the manifold benefits of outdoor activities. This move not only underscores the importance of connecting with nature for mental, physical, and social well-being, but also highlights outdoor recreation's significant contribution to the state's economy, with an $11 billion impact and over 102,000 jobs generated. It's a clear signal that Massachusetts is paving the way for a more inclusive and healthy outdoor future for all its residents and visitors. Glamping pods proposed at Boggs Holding Site near Pencaitland. Nestled near Pencaitland in Scotland, an exciting proposal is on the table that could see the rise of 6 glamping pods at Boggs Holding Site, blending the charm of camping with modern luxury. Spearheaded by S.A. Fairgreave Limited, this project aims to offer travelers a unique stay amidst nature, with a keen eye on minimally invasive construction methods to preserve the scenic beauty of the landscape. East Lothian Council is set to make a decision on this in May. Beyond providing a novel accommodation experience, the initiative is expected to boost the local economy by driving visitors to nearby businesses, with a commitment to engaging local enterprises and labor in the project's development and operations. Designed for short stays, these compact living spaces are equipped with kitchen facilities and separate bathrooms, ensuring a comfortable yet environmentally considerate footprint. This venture not only promises an enchanting getaway for nature lovers, but also a sustainable model for tourism that celebrates and conserves the region's natural allure. That's all for today's news. For more in-depth coverage of these and other stories related to the outdoor hospitality industry, visit moderncampground.com.